The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
It is time for Brant's Three Things.
Yay.
I have this drum roll. Thank you. Thank you. See, Sherry likes
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
She wouldn't do that if she wasn't excited.
That's very true.
Three things you've probably, this is my opinion, three things you probably won't say at the end of your life.
Ah, okay.
Yeah?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice.
All right, so here's number one that we will begin with here. I'm just guessing you will not say, I am so glad I spent so much time finding entertainment for myself.
I was a thoroughly entertained person my whole entire life.
Now, that was a passive life of being entertained right there. I am so glad. But yet, and I'm not pointing a finger at you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's it's me. All of us.
It's all of us. It's our culture.
Yeah.
It's our culture. But it's good to step out of it every now and then and go, wait. What am I doing? Who do I want to be? Here's the second thing I'm guessing you probably won't say at the end of your life. Wow, I'm so glad I kept up with the latest trends, the celebrities, the tech.
I doubt it.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying that on the gravestone. So glad she kept up with all the celebrities.
All the TikTok people. All the YouTubers. The Instagram influencers.
She
kept up with it. He kept up with the latest.
Right, tech.
It's just, again, it's not going off on that stuff, but it's like, honestly, it's okay to let it go. Mm-hmm. It really is. And that's been hard for me too, because I've always felt like, wait, and for me to be relevant, if I'm going to be relevant, like talk on the air,
be relevant, I got to know
who, you know, who's, who Jake Paul is, who's fighting Floyd Mayweather. Uh-huh. I keep up with this. No, I don't. Mm. No, that's surface relevance. The deeper relevance is the questions everybody's asking about who they are they loved, that kind of stuff. Now you're relevant. Here's the third thing. I'm doubting you'll say, I am so glad I absorbed so much news. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. This is a serious thing for older people, too. We've talked about this. Like, a lot of them just sit and watch news. Mm-hmm. Either their network of choice. And we needed them to be wise.
And the networks, to be honest, are gearing that to them.
To them, yeah.
Yes.
Their fears.
Yes, yes.
Their biases.
That's right.
And instead of having people who are thoughtful and they're okay with solitude now that they can draw wisdom from God, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, know him and hear his voice and all that sort of stuff. Like, we need older people to do that.
We need them. Like,
we need, yes. Yes. And, but instead they're getting this. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to look back and go, that was the best use of my time. I just don't think that's going to happen. Most people, and probably you too, if you just ask people, hey, do you want to live a life that's all hurried all the time? Do you want to be in a hurry all the time? Most people, sane people, would say, why, no, I don't. As a matter of fact, I don't want to be in a hurry all the time, but it's really hard to not be.
Right.
You just feel like, well, I gotta be. I don't have any choice. I think we do have a choice. It's hard, but it's something that we can develop. And I was thinking about that with regard to taking a Sabbath day. And I know that's really hard to do, but Sherry and I both started doing that last year or so.
Oh my goodness, it means so much.
Why would you say that? I'm just curious.
Because that shutting down for a little bit, it actually is it's a trust thing for me. And you told me it would be.
Yeah.
But it's a trust thing. You know what? Everything's going to be all right if I slow down this one day.
Yeah.
Just trusting God.
Yeah.
It really has turned into that for me.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And then that permeates the rest of your life,
yes,
too, because that trust thing, like, wait a second, the world doesn't fall apart if I stop for a second, if I breathe, if I don't hurry all the time. Anyway, I want to talk about hurrying today and getting over it. It is a great time to refinance or get a mortgage right now because of low interest rates. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. If you want to live a simpler life, there is a way, and it's to get rid of all the hurry in your life. And I know that sounds unrealistic, but we've been talking about this today, like, how do you actually get rid of hurry? We talked about taking a Sabbath day and how much that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. I got to tell you, I'm always worried about, because I got to come up with creative stuff for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my job, right? Mm-hmm. I'm coming up with creative things and it's hard.
Every day.
So I feel like if I take a day off from that, I'm never going to have enough material. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing has been since I've been actually trusting God, like, okay, I'm going to let my mind just lie fallow, like for a day. I'm not going to work it. I'm not going to do creative work. I'm going to go a day where I'm not planning anything for the radio or mm-hmm. writing for a book. Mm-hmm. Just do nothing mentally.
Yeah.
I wake up the next day with so many ideas, I can't stand
it. Me too.
Isn't that something?
Yes. That is my experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So you actually do trust God, give your brain a break. Mm-hmm. Whatever your work is, take a break from that. It's wild how you become more productive. That we've actually found this to be true. We have some breaking animal news. It's big.
It's big, Shane.
Okay, yes.
This is big. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay.
They have identified that fish know who you are and they recognize you. They remember. They know you. They recognize you.
And okay. Do I even want to know how they determine this?
I don't know how they determine it. I haven't gotten into methodology
sure.
of it. Actually, you know what? I got excited about this and then I thought, I don't know if... It also kind of hurts.
Why?
Well, like when the fish goes into the little castle thing.
Yes.
And just stays there.
Is he trying to escape you?
Well, I always thought he just liked the castle thing, but now I know.
Well, here goes Brandon.
There's that guy again. It's really hard to simplify your life, and a lot of us want to do that, but if we're in a hurry all the time, but then we think, I have to be in a hurry because I got to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
If I get this done, I got to be productive. I got to produce this thing. I got to make that thing or else. Sherry just made a great point off the air.
I said God was creative and was creating, and he stopped.
Huh.
And his whatever he was creating was vastly more important than whatever I'm creating. If he could stop
That's
creating
a
for a
point.
Day, I probably can too.
Right. And what he was doing was way bigger.
Yeah.
And more important.
Yeah.
Can I trust him for me to take a day off? Because it really is a discipline. I mean, we say we want certain things like a simplified life or a life that's not hurried. But it's not just going to happen.
Yeah, it has to be some intention there.
Yeah, the clouds don't just part.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I can just stop now. It's a discipline. You have to make it happen. And at first, it's really, really hard. Is this a dumb idea or a brilliant idea? Somebody's marketing these wristbands, red, yellow, and green.
Okay.
And they're for social interaction now.
Oh, I feel like I heard that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so the red is
Wasn't on my show first. You didn't.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure the commentary will be new.
You don't turn here for breaking news across.
Well, I mean.
I was scooped by someone else.
You are Brand Hansen, but I'm sure you have a different take.
No, I was just, I really don't. I mean, at first it seems ridiculous. I'm like, yeah. So it means like red means I still want to do the distancing thing.
Yeah, right.
Yellow means I'm okay with talking up close.
Okay.
And then green means we can hug, we can high five, I'm cool.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's the problem for you?
I'd like it.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you literally don't have a take on this.
Yeah, your mistake was thinking that I had something fresh to say.
I was looking for
something amusing or informative.
Okay.
And the answer is no. So we're not like experts or anything. We're living life alongside you and figuring stuff out as we go. But one thing we were talking about today is just getting rid of being hurrying. All the time, like being hurried and constantly running around. Like, how do you actually simplify your life? It's wild if you do stop and you start making space for God and you stop trying to be productive all the time. Because what'll happen is there's a little panic that'll set in if you're not busy.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes.
That's a real problem for us.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, well, I got to be busy because I got to be busy. And then if I'm not busy.
Busyness is almost the currency of our culture. So
right.
You feel broke.
Yeah. And I also feel guilty.
Yes.
Like, wait a second. But it's wild because even in the Levitical laws in the Old Testament, God is telling them to set aside time to party. He literally is doing that. Like setting up days. Here's where you're going to relax. Here's where you're going to party. Here's where you're going to. It's not just the creation narrative where he takes a break. It's like he's telling us. We should feel, I mean, if we're going to feel guilty, it should be about thinking the world rides on whether or not I'm productive 24/7 or not. Let's stop it. You know, we need to forgive, right? I mean, that's just basic 101 Jesus life. We have to forgive. What's wild, though, is we think, okay, somebody slaps me in the face. All right, I need to forgive that person. Sherry just can't take it anymore. The puppets, the bad jokes, leans over, slaps me.
All right, yeah, just lose it.
That's a pretty obvious, I need to forgive, but You know who else we need to forgive? Are the people that we're deeply angry at because they're not who we wanted them to be.
Hmm.
It's not like they did something horrible to us, but we're upset that they're not meeting all of our needs.
Or expectations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we kind of want them to be God to us and mm-hmm. meet all of our needs, but they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we wanted them to be, and they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're angry. And that's something we got to forgive too. We were just talking about slowing down and simplifying life and not being hurried all the time. Dallas Willard said something great. He talked about how his biggest piece of advice is ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Hmm.
So you can make space for God and make like be more human.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true. But what's wild, just being honest, he said a lot of people can't do it because we're actually kind of drifting and we don't know how to say no because we're not really sure what we're doing in life. So we say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to be happy with us because we want to keep all of our doors open up because we're not really sure who we are.
Man, that's a good point.
It is. And it's kind of a high level thing for me to get my head around. But I think it's true. We're addicted to being busy because we're addicted to that adrenaline rush of thinking we're important or something mm-hmm. because we're not really sure why we're important.
Wow. Because if yeah. you knew, you'd know what to say no to.
Yeah, and not feel guilty about
right. it. Right.
And you'd make good, wise decisions about mm-hmm. that. We would, not you. Anyway, we're thinking through this too. Okay, brace yourself for this. I'm going to give you an idea and you're going to think I'm nuts.
Okay.
But I still think it's a good idea.
All right.
We're talking about slowing down, not being in a hurry all the time. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say, if you want to develop this discipline so you're not hurried all the time, intentionally pick the long line, like at the grocery store, or at the bank or whatever.
Mm.
I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm having problems processing. Be honest, I'm having it. Problems processing okay, that,
it,
yeah.
It's a discipline, so you're mm-hmm. putting it in your mind, like, I don't have to be hurried.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I chose the longer line, you can tell yourself, like, I'm doing this on purpose. So it makes me slow down. Mm-hmm. So it develops this discipline. Again, I know people are like, it's nuts, I got stuff to do. I know, but think about it. Things are a little bit different right now, and maybe you've picked up on this just listening to the podcast. They mm-hmm. should get back to normal pretty soon. You may even notice an audio quality change.
Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way. It's just different.
Yeah, it's different. It's different for us, too. The content has been different a little bit on the show because we had to switch studios.
Mm-hmm.
The roof at our townhouse where my wife and I live is being replaced for all the townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up there banging around.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no way to explain that on the radio. So we had to go find another studio. We're using our friends at Christian FM.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that just because the content is different and I don't even have the right sound effects right now to do mm-hmm. some stuff. Like mm-hmm. I have some funny stuff. I can't do it because I don't have. Like,
it's just eating you up, right? I have a shock jock pack and I can't do it.
I have jokes from our joke master class, but I don't have the piano thing. And I don't want to use another piano thing. So
it's just all sitting there in the can.
So
I get
just
it.
Fill with some other stuff. So anyway, that's what's going on. Interesting, too. A couple things I wanted to pass along. And this is going to sound potentially backhandedly like, aren't we awesome? And please don't take it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the people doing our roof, it's hot. I mean, we live in Florida. They're up on the roof. And it's just a smoking hot place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And these are immigrants who are up there.
Mm.
And my wife, being who she is very generous with hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are getting coolers full of Gatorade uh-huh. and Sprite and Coke, whatever they like, cold, you know, mm-hmm. snacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we just keep, we do it repeatedly
mm-hmm.
and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And she can speak a little Spanish. So yesterday, this one crew's pulling out and another crew's going to come in, but they've been crawling around in our building for the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got Carolyn's attention and spoke very quickly in Spanish, but she was able to pick up on most of it. But he was saying, you're the only ones. He's like, we do this from Boca up to, you know, somewhere else in North mm-hmm. Florida. And no one ever says thanks. He said, and he was very animated, she said, like, that no one says that. He says, they're scared of us. They go peeking out of their blinds, you know, just to see us, and they don't want to see us or something. And they're scared. And Carolyn caught the irony of that. She said, well, you're the ones doing the dangerous job.
Right.
They're up on this high-pitched roof, stories up. And he said, yeah. And he laughed, like, we're the ones who should be scared.
Yeah.
But a couple of things jumped out at me about that. And that is what I heard years ago about how we shouldn't view humans as walking trees. I mean, to peer out your blinds at somebody who's essentially doing a servanthood job for you.
That you can't do.
That you can't do.
That's right.
They're the doing the dangerous stuff, and we act scared of them. Also, just the fact that little acts of kindness, of thanks, of gratitude are shocking to people. Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think they'd be a big deal. They've been at all the buildings in our little townhouse neighborhood. Or they're just working on ours now. And they're shocked when somebody says thanks. Why?
Yeah.
Can't say, they know what thank you means. You can tell they're immigrants, but they everybody knows what thank you means.
Right.
We know what gracias means. You can say that if you want. Just thought that was really interesting.
It is. I think for me, it goes back to what we were talking about on the show today, which is hurry.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if I'm hurrying, I can't see.
You don't see people.
I don't see people. I have my agenda in mind, my to-do list in mind, my task-oriented life in mind, and I can't see humans. Yeah. They're just almost kind of like obstacles to what I'm, I'm dodging them, you know what I mean? Trying to do whatever, you know, I've planned out for the day. And I know we all have plans and things to do, so I'm not impugning that in any way. I'm just saying the more hurried I am, the less I see people.
I probably would overrate, I most imagine most people would, about how often we, underrate how often we look past people and don't notice them.
Because
you don't notice them.
Yeah.
So you're not aware of, you're not aware. But that's what the most striking thing that keeps coming up about Dallas Willard, this guy I keep quoting, and I totally recommend reading his stuff, but was everybody who knew him, he passed away 9 years ago, but everybody who knew him just said he was so present. You were the only person around.
Yeah.
And here's this guy who's this brilliant, brilliant philosopher and professor at USC and author and all that, but everybody says that. And that was his big thing about life as a disciple of Jesus, is you have different rhythms to life. Different things start to matter, but the thing that matters to you most is whoever's in front of you.
Yeah, I want that.
I do too.
I really do. My mom is very much that.
She is.
And so I watch how people respond and react to her, because her eyes are never, her eyes and her attention are never diverted from you.
No.
When you're talking to her.
No.
And when she asks you a question, she's not asking you a question to try to get to how her life is going. She legitimately wants to know.
Yes.
How was this? How was that? Where did you go? What? Oh, what are you going through?
And she responds empathetically.
Yeah.
Just aurally. Like, I can hear what she's heard. Just the, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. She's there.
Totally.
In the moment. And I've watch that and study it, because I do want to be that person.
I think you're really good at it.
I'm trying.
She's just next level.
She is next level, yeah.
Yeah. Like master.
She really is.
Of that. Yeah, anyway, thought we mentioned that, and it was a reminder to me.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.